Businesses must intentionally generate positive changes in society, says Themba Mashaba in the last episode of the Business and Justice series. He shares how his businesses are creating platforms for startups to get to the market and advertise for free. This provides equal opportunities for all, regardless of their background.
Welcome to Reframed. Join us as we explore the concept of redemptive business in our unique contexts on the African continent.
Hello and welcome to the Ziwani Podcast, which is a platform for business leaders to share insights and personal experience on what it means to engage redemptively in their work. This episode is part of our Business and Justice series, where we're exploring how Christian business leaders are actively working towards a more just society through their businesses. Our topic is Be Intentional and Systematic. And with me today is Themba Mashaba, who's the Managing Director of Startup Africa magazine and founder and MD of Little Big Ideas. Themba, welcome to the podcast. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, Sibs. Thank you for the invitation. I am honored and very privileged that you thought of me, brother.
Wonderful. Let's start by getting an understanding of what your two businesses are all about. Are they related at all?
They are not related. However, they do complement each other. Startup Africa magazine is a digital magazine that has been in existence for just over half a decade. We profile startup entrepreneurs in the African continent. We create a free platform for them to share their businesses. We share information on different funding possibilities that they could get. So in short, Startup Africa magazine is a go-to platform for startup owners and SME owners within the continent of Africa to get equipment and also to find a free platform where their products can be advertised. And Little Big Ideas is a non-profit company that we started. And Little Big Ideas focuses on conversations. So we host events where we interview and engage leading businessmen and women within the African continent to hold the consequential conversations about leadership and how we can improve the leadership deficit within the African continent, especially within the business fraternity.
Okay. Well, thanks so much for that. Then let's go on to talk a bit about your business journey. How did you get to be where you are today?
It's quite an interesting journey. In your introduction, you say business leader. I do not see myself as that. I still see myself as a startup business owner. But however, in 2010, I dropped out of varsity, University of Johannesburg, and I have to move back to Limpopo. So my first business concept and idea was birthed out of necessity and my recently found love for apps and softwares. I conceptualized a software called iTracker, which gained a lot of attention from media houses, both television and radio. I was interviewed on the leading news TV stations, on radio stations, Power FM and the likes. But that the product ended up failing, which gave birth to Startup Africa, because in the postmortem on why we failed, the main thing there was the lack of knowledge, the lack of knowing where to go to find information. And also a platform for startups like us, which aren't necessarily financial savvy, to get assistance. So we birthed a platform called Startup Africa that was meant to be that outlet for startup founders like myself, which we needed information and didn't know where to go to get direction on how to move their products from conceptualization to actually thriving businesses.
I'm just going to jump in there, Themba, because you said right after the intro that you don't see yourself as a leader. And yet what you've just described is an astonishing demonstration of leadership. I mean, you took a failure in your own business journey, assessed what had gone wrong, and looked beyond yourself to see how you could step into the gap you identified so that other entrepreneurs might find an easier path to success. Now, that's leadership right there.
I guess it is, brother.
Okay, please carry on.
Furthermore, when we moved on from Startup Africa, as we're interviewing and getting to know these startups, their challenges and so forth, we started seeing that there is a need not only for us to consume information, but for us to be one of the leading game players in the battle of ideas and conversations. So we started an organization, nonprofit organization called Little Big Ideas, where we went after leaders that we identified had a heart for Africa, had a heart for true leadership, and in their own respect were contributing positively in changing the narrative of African leaders. And we created a platform, a free platform, where we brought these leaders and aspiring leaders, startup entrepreneurs, SMEs, executives, all in one room to have these consequential conversations around leadership and how we can move the brand Africa forward and improve leadership in our continent. So that is how these two businesses or these two organizations were formed.
That's really exciting, Temba. And I think this will resonate with a lot of our listeners. How can people get in touch with you?
They can get in touch with me on social media. I am on Instagram. I am on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I am on LinkedIn. So for Twitter and Instagram, it is Temba Mashaba _. For Facebook, it is Temba Mashaba. And for LinkedIn, it is Temba Mashaba. Or they could just WhatsApp me on my business WhatsApp. That is 065-676-4271.
Okay, great. So we're talking today about being intentional and systematic in the context of social justice. Now, what does this look like in your business? How are you being intentional and systematic with respect to social justice?
Allow me not to try to be academic about the conversation, but allow me to speak about it plainly and simply as I possibly can. When we look at being intentional or intentionality, nothing worth building can ever be built outside of us being intentional of building that. And if we are to be intentional about building anything, we need to have an understanding or somewhat of a blueprint or an idea of that which we want to believe. And when you look at social justice systems, processes, and procedures, when you start with social justice, one of the phrases that we like in our organization when we discuss everything is how you define a thing determines how you act towards a thing. So you cannot be, in concern with social justice or understand and implement any processes and systems in your organization without first understanding the value that they have and what they actually are. So in our definition of social justice in our organization, these are things as they should be. In our previous conversation, something I've been touched on as well. And we look at equality in economics, equality in politics, equality socially, and the space that our two businesses thrive and are working in is equality in opportunities. So equality in opportunities, as I shared with you, the reason why our businesses were formed is to create an opportunity for those that normally wouldn't afford or wouldn't know where to find these things. You look at Startup Africa, the reason why it's free for download, the reason why it's a free platform where startups can get to market and advertise their products is because we are trying to create a platform for social justice where there has been an injustice, where people are only the people that can afford or only the people that are connected, only the people that are in certain demographic areas have privy to certain information. You look at Little Big Ideas, the reason why our events are free, the reason why at times we even host free online seminars and so forth, is to create an opportunity to bring an awareness of all this knowledge that we are bringing for people. I'll just bring you into two more programs that we're going to be launching within the next 24 months, and that is the MBA Masterclass and the MBA or the Executive African Tour. We'll be bringing young executives within the continent of Africa together, a group of 30 people, where they're going to be touring different African countries, different African businesses, to have the full African perspective on businesses. And the aim is to create that to be a free experience for this entrepreneurs. And because you find MBA courses aren't really affordable for everyone. So if you have outlets and platforms that entrepreneurs or young executives can look to, that create platforms for them to be able to access the same type of things that are usually out of their grasp, then that is the space that we exist in, and that is what we are creating. And when you then look at your systems, your processes and procedures, these are the building blocks for any of this organization's growth and success. You look at efficiency, you look at consistency, you look at control. Without this, no business can exist outside of the startup point. You look at within our organizations, we have divided these things through two things. We have system, processes, and procedures for the finances, and systems, processes, and procedures for people. Looking at where our country comes from post 1994, we realize that we have to be intentional in how we operate in certain things, especially with the people in our organization, creating platforms for those that were previously disadvantaged to get to the same type of opportunities, or to create a catch-up, whatever program that we have, we can, for those that are within our organizations. You look at finances. We are very, very sensitive when it comes to finances, in the sense that we have a saying that if we don't have to touch the finance, we don't touch it. For example, with our partnerships and so forth, if that money doesn't have to come to our bank account and the partners can pay directly to that which we're trying to achieve, that is the route that we go. If you look at finances within organizations, if there are things that have to be paid, we have instituted things like two individual authentication, where you need minimum maximum of two people, right? At a minimum of two people in releasing any payments that you have. You look at our procurement and so forth, the same type of systems that we implement for finances, we do that for our procurement as well, where you need more than one person to release or to approve certain things, so that you are able to keep that, all those items under the third part that I mentioned, control.
I really like that, Temba. And I'm hearing two things here. The first is that your business was birthed out of a desire to be intentional and systematic about social justice. And the second is that even within the way you run your business, you're being very intentional about thinking through your processes and procedures. For example, you think about the challenges faced by the people in your market, challenges of access and so on. And that feeds into the way you design your products and services. And the reason I like that is that sometimes we can oversimplify or miss the point of what social justice looks like for us as Christians. So for example, we think about social justice in terms of giving away money that we've acquired from our business endeavors. And while that's legitimate, we can sometimes fail to appreciate the systemic nature of social justice and what biblical redemption looks like in that context. Isn't that right?
100%. And from what you said, one of the most important things that I might have left out is when you have these things in your organization, it helps also to guide and navigate you. It helps you with the no's that you're supposed to give. It helps you with the yeses that you're supposed to give. Right. So sometimes as startup owners, as SMB owners, as founders, we fall into the trap of not separating ourselves from our organizations. The organizations in itself needs to be an independent body from you. Because sometimes if we don't have those systems, we end up getting in our own way. So the introductions of the systems, the introductions of this protocolic things that we introduce in our business sometimes may seem pedantic, but then they're very important in especially for Christian business people. I'll just share with you. We were in a place where we had to turn down a project or funding or a proposal rather of a product that we've built. We declined going into partnership or business with certain people, even though it would result in excess of 1.5 to 2 million revenue a month, because that is not who we are. That is not why we exist. And that is not what God has called us to as social entrepreneurs.
And that leads right into my next question, which concerns some of the challenges that you face in taking a redemptive posture with respect to social justice and business. I mean, I like the comment you made about how doing things God's way takes care of your yeses and nos, which, as you've just shared, will mean walking away from certain opportunities. Just talk to us a bit about other challenges you've faced, and more importantly, what lessons you've learned along the way.
I think for us, one of the major challenges that we've had, and maybe I can align that with failure, is with our partnerships. We, throughout the 5 years plus of our existence, we have had partnerships that have failed. We have had partners that were part of us that left because we failed to be aligned in certain fundamental principles and ways of working. That's why we ended up getting to a place where we now value what systems we would put into our business, because that guides not only the relationships that, that you currently have, that also guides the relationships that you let into your organization. We have learned the wisdom of saying no. That was a great challenge, because if you are running an organization and it's 3 years down the line, you haven't made any income, sometimes certain opportunities will come and they seem like a door opening from God, but one needs to have the discernment to actually identify that this is not a path for me. So one of the biggest challenges that we have had over the years is learning where to say no and learning where to say yes. And learning, as I said, to say no to some opportunities that seem like a breakthrough. One of the things that we've learned is that not to overcommit, to identify small things, to excel in those things and let them grow into other things. I think the captures small victories lead to bigger victories is what can sum that point in. So basically, the challenges that we've had have been surrounded in that, learning our relationship with people, partnerships, the wisdom to say no, even though it might seem at that point in junction because of the circumstances that you're in, that this might be an answer from God, not overcommitting ourselves because we want to achieve so much in a short space of time, and that small victories lead to big victories. So we focus on those mini things that we're trying to achieve. Form those big trees, we build on other big trees, and so forth and so on.
Very well put, Temba. And again, you've preempted my next question, which is also my last. What encouragement would you like to leave with fellow Christian business leaders, especially given that many have had their fingers burnt in the cause of biblical social justice?
I think I'd sum it up with three things. One, identity. Two, discernment. And three, to abide. First one, identity. It's at times when you're trying to find yourself within your business, your entrepreneurial journey, trying to implement the social justice and your systems within your organizations and your product. It becomes challenging when you're trying to find yourself in everything. But as identity is that for us to always remember whose we are, even though we might be in the wilderness of who we are. And that is, we might be in this world, but we're not of the world. So certain challenges will come. But if we always remember whose we are, it's able to give us the strength. It's able to give us the courage to press on, because we know that he who started the journey will definitely see it to completion. Two, discernment, as I shared before. It is important for us to discern that which is for us and that which is not for us. It is not every business decisions that comes be at across your table that you should take. It is important for you to stay true to that which you've set out to achieve. Business is a calling, and with a calling, there's a purpose. And with a purpose, there's certain guidelines that you need to follow. So discernment is absolutely important to know what is for you and what is not for you. And abide. And I say this because we talk Christian talk and stuff. Depression is actually a very big thing within the entrepreneurial space. We get discouraged, we lose heart, we want to give up, and so forth. So when I say abide, I say abide in him and he will abide in you. And there are times where we don't have strength to continue, but as long as we abide in him, there are scriptures that we stand on. He will carry us through whatever challenges that it is that you're facing. Abiding in him gives us a certain coverage or a certain sense of protection layer with everything that we might face in this journey. So my encouragement to people is that to know your identity and never stray away from that. To have discernment on what is yours and what is not yours. Certain opportunities that come as great opportunities might lead to the death of your business. And three, always at any juncture, abide in him so that he can be your protection, he can be your guide, he can hold you up in times when you're not able to stand on your own two feet.
Wonderful. I like that. Well, Temba, thank you so much for that. I found it very insightful and encouraging, and I'm sure our listeners did too. We'll be sure to check in with you a bit further down the track to see how you're getting on with your business journey.
100%. I'd really love that, sir.
Perfect. Thanks again. Okay, folks, that's a wrap. Thanks so much for listening. Catch you next time.
We would love to hear your thoughts on this series, so please remember to leave a comment in the rating section after listening to the episode.
Thank you for listening today. If you would like to hear more conversations on the topic of redemptive business in Africa, visit Ziwani's website at www.ziwani.com. That's ZIWANI.com.